Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, Andy Pate with me. And for those of you that listened to that last hour of Fix It Radio, by the way, real quick, Trump train! Coming up in 7 days.
Oh yeah, baby.
1 week. 1 week from today.
I'm getting a little more cocky.
Okay, well.
Just a little more cocky.
We'll talk a lot about that today and many other things. I was going to say, thanks for listening to Fix It Radio this past hour. We did talk a lot about the fires up in the Grand Lake, Grand County area, troublesome fire and so on. And by the way, my cabin, I think I said this yesterday, but my cabin that was up there is just dust at this point. So the fire consumed it. And I will say this, GIA, Group Insurance Analyst, who is my broker on that particular property that I own, I will tell you what, David Anderson over there, one of the guys that works with Paul, just fabulous. They have done absolutely wonderful. They have checked on me the entire time. They started my claim for me. I already have a claim number. I haven't even talked to the insurance company yet. They have literally done everything so far. And folks, I cannot say enough about Group Insurance Analyst, GIA. They are the guys. If you need anything at all when it comes to those sorts of things at all, insurance, you name it, business, et cetera, they've got you covered. Just great guys. Can't say enough.
Oh, that's awesome that they acted so quickly.
Just wonderful. You know what? That makes things so much better, you can't believe it. It's already a bad enough situation as it is, but they make it better when things like that happen.
You know, John, I'm just curious. Are you going to have, like, are you going to honor your cabin in an urn on your mantle?
Right now, I think I could put it in an urn. I could literally scoop it all up and,
you know,
put it in an urn.
Ordinarily, when you send someone to sweep up the cabin.
Yeah, well, that's a little different, you know, connotation now.
I think it does, yes.
Yeah, it's, and I can make light of things just because, you know, it's just stuff, folks.
It is.
Now, I say that and I am by no means, please, I am by no means making light of somebody that's lost a home. It's their primary residence. They've got no place to go now, folks. I'm just trying to make light of things because putting it in reality of what it is, I understand it's serious. Folks have lost their entire homes, their belongings. Yes, my heart and prayers go out to them. In my case, though, yes, it's not my primary residence. I can be a little more lighthearted about it. And, you know, that's sort of how you get over those sorts of things is make the best of it and move on, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're only picking on you, John.
But you can pick on me in this case. I'll allow it. Not a problem.
I got to be honest, though. I have been very impressed with how many people moved, got out of the way.
Yes.
Avoided loss of life. They understood what mattered most. People have really done the right thing. And also other people have really pitched in and let them know, hey, come stay with me.
Yep. And we've had a lot of that, and we'll have more of that on that end of things as well. And I'll keep people updated as we go along. And, yeah, I'm kind of in the thick of things, so I've been watching that probably more closely than even some other folks in town, and, you know, rightfully so. So, all right, impossible question of the day. Yesterday's was, of the 8 common goals people set for themselves during quarantine. I hate that word, by the way, quarantine.
Yeah.
This was number 3, and it was have a more positive attitude. We just did that, by the way.
Yeah.
We just had a positive attitude through a catastrophe.
Exactly. Cabin in an urn.
That's how you handle things. Like, maybe I will do that. Here's the old cabin.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, that is so bad.
A picture of it
next
to
it. You just gave me an idea, though. Maybe I will actually, like, save some of the ashes, and then when the new one's rebuilt, because I'll rebuild, I'll just put it on a mantle with a little picture of the old one next to it in memory of.
Exactly.
Why not?
That'll be great.
I you know, make a little light of it. Have some fun. Why not? All right.
What's today's question?
Impossible question of the day today. We're so bad. 24% of Americans say this is their favorite chip dip. Which is it? Only a quarter. So a quarter of Americans say this is their favorite chip dip. What is it? Charlie,
okay.
Andy?
Okay, so chip dip.
Yeah, like, you know.
Because I know with Hunter, it'd be skinny dip. I know that would be his favorite.
Yeah, we won't go there.
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
No.
You know, here's the hard thing with this is you don't know what kind of chip they mean. I mean, because you could have queso, you could have salsa, you could have
Yeah, if it's a tortilla chip.
Right, right.
If it's a tortilla chip, I want queso or salsa.
Right.
Or both. Or guac. Or a combination of all three.
Bean dip would also be up there.
Correct.
French onion would be mine and same.
French onion, if I'm talking potato chips, yes, I'm with you guys. I'm the French onion guy. Yeah, nothing better than that. But this is 24%. So, I'll give you a little hint because I already looked ahead just because I wanted to. I will give you a tip. Don't think tortilla chips. Okay, that's a whole nother class, as Andy said, of chip dipping.
Okay.
So think normal potato chip dipping. 24% said this was their favorite dip.
Okay, since I think French onion dip would be higher than
I
that.
I think that's going to be like the highest, yes.
I'm going to go with ranch.
Okay, so Andy's is ranch. Charlie? Charlie was going to say, that's okay, you guys can both say the same thing. Charlie says ranch as well. I'm not going to say because I looked ahead, but let's just say this. You're in the right area, so you guys go to the KLZ 560 Facebook page and guess.
Was your cabin a ranch? Or was it two-story?
It was a ranch with a loft.
Okay.
Probably the best way to say that.
All right.
So not really a technical two-story, but a ranch with a loft.
So nothing that you're actually going to sprinkle on your dip.
Probably, no, that would not be good.
You're not going to go there?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
A little sawdust. No, just.
You know, it's actually kind of exciting because your insurance is going to kick in.
Yes.
I'm sure you'll pour in some extra money and really do it upright.
Yes, I'll do it right.
It'll be an exciting project.
Thank you, Andy. That's exactly how I'm looking at it. Yeah. You know, it's just a new chapter and away we go. Not a bad deal when it's all said and done. So anyways, all right. Let's get into the show today. We got a lot in store for you, by the way. And we've got at 3:30 coming up, John Stemberger. We're going to talk about the most pro-life president in history. But he's going to talk about why he was wrong about Donald Trump.
A lot of people were.
He's going to talk about that. So John will join us then. That's in this first hour. The second hour, Greg Cazera is going to join us. He's an expert when it comes to natural resources. He is the director of marketing for Shale Crescent USA. We've had him on before. We'll have him back again today. And that's a great topic for Andy and I both to cover as well. We're going to talk about California's suggestions for Thanksgiving dinner. We've had this on the list, by the way, for a while. Andy and I just have not gotten to it yet, so we're going to get to that today as well. 5 o'clock, Mark, John's America Course will join us. And then I also want to talk about something that, again, has been on my list. We just haven't got to it. And that is prescription drugs and this ruling that came out against Purdue Pharma. I've got some thoughts on that that are probably different than what most would have. We'll talk about that at the 5 o'clock mark. So without further ado, Extreme Auto Repair coming up next, folks. And they have got a great deal right now on tires. We talked to Shane out there yesterday, or Sean, I should say, out there yesterday. We've got a $75 rebate on Cooper tires, good through the 9th. Okay? Good through the 9th. By the way, if you don't want Cooper tires, they can get you all sorts of other tires as well. You don't have to, you know, do a Cooper tire. That's just the best deal they have going. At cost and a $75 rebate, go to klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, folks, Enchanted Kitchens. In fact, as Andy said a moment ago about my cabin, you know what? You can do the same thing with your kitchen. Not cabin, but your kitchen. Start over. Do the thing exactly the way you want it done. Chances are you've either lived in your home for a very long time or you bought a home that somebody else owned prior, and there's things about it you just don't like, and you've always said, hey, if I could do X, I would. Well, Now's your chance. Get that done. What the deal, though, right now is, and we keep talking about this, chances of you getting this done by Christmas are going to be really, really slim, but you might be able to get it done. You just have to call and find out. So go to Enchanted Kitchens and find out what they can do for you today, what the timeline is like, klzradio.com or 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Bruce Simmons is next. And by the way, when it comes to those kitchens, you could also pay for that kitchen even in an older home if you'd like by doing a reverse mortgage. Bruce can show you how that works. You can take a reverse mortgage out, use it to do all sorts of things with, including some upgrades to the home itself. Ask Bruce how that works. KLZradio.com, 303-467-7821.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your home without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Amy Coney Barrett confirmed last night. Now, I don't know if that was a record for confirmation, but they ran that through pretty fast.
They did. They moved really quick. And
3 weeks?
Yeah, and hats off to Mitch McConnell. Everything he did, not just moving along quickly, John, but all of his little strategies that he did throughout this were incredible. I was posting today on Facebook about, you know, Susan Collins up in Maine and how some people are upset. Well, she voted against the nomination.
Like you expected anything else?
Well, I told people it was the right thing to do. It was a strategy, and I guarantee you Mitch McConnell is totally okay with that. He secured the votes. She's in a tough re-election campaign, all right, and in a very pro-choice state.
Right.
This is the most pro-life nominee we have seen in a generation, the most overtly pro-life nominee.
On SCOTUS.
On SCOTUS.
Correct.
Right. And it would have been devastating. Collins is probably going to lose in Maine anyway, but it would have been devastating for Collins to come out and vote in favor.
She would have no chance of winning at that point.
Absolutely none. And so what does Mitch do? First of all, he pulls the greatest miracle since Jesus turning water into wine. He gets Mitt Romney
on
to
board.
Vote. Yeah, on board to vote in favor. Now, I don't know what he did. I don't know if he promised Romney that he and a number of other bigwigs are going to campaign for Romney in his upcoming primary.
You know what? We don't care.
I don't know what he did.
Right?
I don't care because Romney's going to lose his primary anyway. He's done.
It's a no-brainer.
And Romney is a sucker. He fell for it. He voted. Once Mitch got those 52 votes so he knew he had it clear, free and clear, I'm sure he looked at Susan Collins, I'm just sure, and said, hey,
do
what you got
to
do for
you need
your seat.
To do. Yeah, agree. And by the way, I agree with you. And I'm not saying that that was the wrong fact. I'm not sure I wouldn't have done it any differently.
No.
Now, there's a lot of folks out there listening to us that are more quote-unquote, or they think that they're more quote-unquote principled than Andy and I. But, folks, hey, this is a game of numbers, and they did what they needed to.
Absolutely. And let me give you some of the proof on that in the numbers. When it mattered, when her vote mattered, she went to bat and went to the mat for Brett Kavanaugh all the way, right? When it was close, when she mattered. This time she didn't.
Didn't
and
matter.
who are the two moderate Republicans that he got to come on board? You've got Mitt Romney and you've got Murkowski up in Alaska. Both are not up for re-election right now, and both are in safe seats. Way to go, Mitch.
Yep.
Mitch engineered this beautifully.
Yes, good job. And that's the way. And again, there's a lot of, you know, folks that think they're more principled than Andy and I. And, you know, maybe you guys are. I just know how to win, and I want to.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's what this boils down to, correct?
Yeah, and I would hope Republicans up that way understand, look, Susan Collins has already proven when the vote's close, she's got your back. She's got your back.
Well said.
It wasn't close.
No,
well she didn't
said.
Have to.
Well said. No, and I think, you know, here's the bottom line. Do we have another great conservative on the bench for the Supreme Court of the United States of America? The answer is yes.
Yes. We now have a 5-4 lead, constitutionalist.
When's the last time we had a lead?
Never.
Thank you.
Not in my lifetime.
Not in my lifetime either.
This is the first time. Now, it's really unfortunate that Donald Trump had to put three justices on in order to fix Bush's mistake with Roberts.
Well said, by the way, Andy.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah.
My gosh, it took three judges, but he did it. And now we have a 5-4 lead. And people
George
think,
was a good guy, though.
Good, smart, very different things. There, you know, so many people look at that and say, oh, you just want five right-wing judges. No, you don't get it. We now have a majority on the Supreme Court that'll treat it like a court.
And treat the Constitution as it is.
Exactly.
And not try to change it, by the way, which is not what they're there for.
Exactly. They are not a legislative body.
No, they're not supposed to be.
Laws should not be put in place by people you and I can't vote out of office.
And if you look at it any differently than that, you're part of the problem. Right?
Absolutely. By the way, speaking, little tangent here. Speaking of people we can't vote out of office, Tri-County.
Oh, jeez. Oh, see, the new COVID rules?
Yeah, there's a perfect, and I know we're going to look at this later, but
we can look at it now. We're fine. It's a perfect segue.
All right.
It goes right along with what you're talking about.
Tri-County is, in a nutshell, the liberal Supreme Court before Amy Coney Barrett was put on it.
Yes.
Okay? That is what Tri-County is. We can't vote them out. They're all powerful, and they're controlling our lives.
For all of you wondering or listening, why are you guys talking about that? Because there's new COVID orders that have now gone in Colorado in certain areas. So here's the new areas and the new rankings of those areas.
You got to be careful where you are when you're driving around.
Adams County is now going to Safer at Home 3. That starts tomorrow. Arapahoe County is moving to 2, Safer at Home 2. That's tomorrow. Denver County is moving to Safer at Home 3 on Wednesday. Otero County is moving to Safer at Home 2 on Friday. Crowley County is moving to Safer at Home 2 on Friday. La Plata County moving to Safer at Home 2 on Monday. Mesa County moving to Safer at Home on Monday. Now, here's where these stand. Protect our neighbors. Careful. Okay, we all pretty much know what that is. Protect the neighbors. Safer at Home 1 is cautious, less restrictive than Safer at Home Level 2. This level is for counties with low virus transmission that have not yet achieved Protect Our Neighbors. So Protect Our Neighbors means most of your cases are pretty much down, no surges and so on. Safer at Home 2, which is a concern, the baseline, while we're still safer at home, we're also able to practice greater social distancing in our great outdoors than in confined indoor spaces. Safer at Home 3, high risk. This is more restrictive than Level 2, of course. For counties experiencing increased metrics, action is needed, but stay at home may not be warranted. And then stay at home is everyone is required to stay at home except for grocery shopping, exercise, and necessary activities. So you asked earlier, Andy, is there a Level 4? No, Level 4 just becomes you stay at home.
Level 4, by the way, instead of stay at home, can we use the word DEFCON? DEFCON 1, DEFCON
really
2,
what it
DEFCON
ought to
3.
Be.
By DEFCON 4, Polis basically shoots everyone so they can't catch COVID.
He locks your front door from the outside in so you can't escape. That's what it really amounts to.
I know, and here's the funny thing. There are many funny things, but here's one. They're saying that it's jumping now because winter is here and everybody is being forced to stay in their homes more. They literally said this.
I thought we got it from being out.
They're telling us to stay in your homes more.
So you can catch COVID more?
Yeah, this is hilarious. This is absolutely hilarious. I know Joe was talking about it on air yesterday,
yes.
And I had been reading about it, how in Europe, the countries that have had the strictest mask mandates are having the biggest jumps in COVID. And here, we're having huge jumps in COVID across the board.
And we are
it doesn't matter if you're masked or not.
And by the way, everybody listening, to Andy's point just now, as a state, we are typically at about 80% of mask wearing, which, by the way, it's probably going to be tough to get much higher than that. So as a state, we have done actually very well with everybody participating in mask wearing, and yet our numbers are jumping. So tell me how masks work.
Well, they don't work.
Thank you.
Well, here's the thing. We know that everybody who is immune is basically a roadblock. Right.
It lowers the R factor. So everybody listening, the R factor is how many times if I had COVID, would I then give it to somebody else around me? That's the R factor. So what Andy is saying is by having people that have had it that now become that roadblock, you lower that R factor.
Right. So imagine driving on an interstate, having more and more and more and more roadblocks every time somebody else becomes immune.
Right. That's what it amounts to.
Yeah, and it's a good thing. I could go into it more, but it's about break time.
No, it's a great, you're exactly right. You're right on target. It's a great thing. So, all right, Franktown Firearms is coming up next. How do I segue from COVID into, well, let's just say this. No matter what the governor wants you to do, whether it's safer at home or staying at home or whatever his, you know, whatever the counties have as their little rules go, you still want to exercise your Second Amendment right, bar none, right?
Then you're safer everywhere.
Then you're safer everywhere. Thank you. Yes, you can do that at Franktown Firearms, by the way. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. And you know what? You've got goals, things that you want to accomplish in retirement. What Al will do is give you a roadmap on how you get there, help you along the way, advise you, and then once you're there, keep you there. That's how Al does it. He is a planner, basically a financial advisor that gets you through that, you know, through that planning phase, that planning process, and then keeps you there. Go to klzradio.com, 303-744-1128.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange your free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Julie says, "Thank you so much for a great experience and your attention to the details. I was truly impressed with what we got for our money." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, John Stemberger joining us now, President and General Counsel of the Florida Family Policy Council. John, welcome to Rush to Reason.
Great to be with you.
We really appreciate it. So the most pro-life president in history, yet there was a lot of folks early on that did not like Donald Trump, and yet as of last night, three great justices to the SCOTUS in just 4 years.
Well, that's right. I was one of the chief opponents of Trump in 2016 in the primary. But two of the things that brought me around in the general election was the list of judges that he published and the fact that he allowed the Federal Society and the Heritage Foundation to vet that list, and Mike Pence. And so yesterday was Exhibit A for all that we've worked for some of us for 30, 35 years. I mean, she is a remarkable human being, and her legacy will live long on the court. That alone is rationale to vote for Trump in November.
John, I'm sure that you're talking with a lot of Christians right now about Trump throughout the Christian population, and there are still quite a few holdouts who say no because he has a Playboy past. Doesn't matter how good his family is now, his past, some of the things he said on Shock Jock Radio and so forth. What has it been like for you reaching out to them? Are you finding, shall we say, much better pasture to plant? Are these people starting to come around?
Are they moldable at all?
Yeah. Are they moldable?
I think many of them are. What I've been telling people is, look, this is not, you know, this is not like a Valentine where you're expressing your love for a person.
Thank
right?
you.
This is
yes.
a strategic move for what our country wants to look like. You're not just voting for a man. You're literally voting for a worldview that's embodied by thousands of staffers around you. And if Biden gets in office, I'm telling you, he's going to have literally tens of thousands of staff people that completely either hate Christians or at least hate what we stand for in complete opposition to everything that we hold dear. So this is a pretty big deal. Folks need to understand politics. I think that they're just kind of looking
well
at
said.
The surface.
Well said.
I mean, how do we read the Bible in the book of Psalms knowing that David was an adulterer and a murderer? How do we still respect those words and those things? I mean, granted, there's repentance, but the point is that politics has to be about policy. And policy yep. affects real people's lives. It affects whether dad has a job and whether you're going to eat. It affects whether unborn babies are going to live or die and be poisoned in their mother's wombs. So we're talking about
yep.
real issues
That's
of
right.
justice, life and death, and of economics and of the livelihood of people. And that's really what this should be about, not whether Trump is a moral person, whether he's collegial or anything else.
Well, and I want to stop you, even go back a little bit, John, even your comments about David and some of the other Bible characters. No offense, this is not biblical times, and Donald Trump is not in the clergy or any way, shape, or form leading the church at all, nor does the President of the United States do that, nor do we, by the way, I don't care what other Christians say, John, we don't want the President of the United States leading any kind of spiritual things when it comes to that. I'm not saying I don't want him to be spiritual, I don't want him to be a Christian, live for God, and so on. That's not what I'm saying. But his role, just like the CEO of a company, is to run that company and not run a Bible study at the same time. He is running the country. He's not my pastor, nor did I vote him in for that purpose.
Well, I think that's right. The qualifications for an elder and deacon do not apply to the civil magistrate. That should be pretty clear. The Bible
but,
does
yeah,
talk
yeah, but
about
real, real quick, though, John, for a lot of Christians, it's not clear because I think in a lot of cases they think they're electing their pastor for some odd reason.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. But, it goes back to, again, you're choosing a worldview that's embodied by quite a number of people. Look, I mean, there was a fight over Amy Coney Barrett and some other candidates, and some people went to the mat and happened to convince the president. If you have the wrong people around the president,
well said.
He makes the wrong
yes.
decisions. He can't make every decision.
No, I appreciate you saying that, John. It's something that we frankly haven't even, I mean, we've brought it up on our program before, maybe in a slight manner, but you just nailed it. I mean, the reality is, do you want somebody like Donald Trump, who is literally surrounded like like individuals like us that are like-minded, that want to see the country move forward, that are conservatives, that believe in the Constitution, that believe in conservative principles, that believe in everybody has a right, by the way, to worship the way they see fit on their own, not the way the state sees fit. And the reality is we all believe that. You bring Joe Biden in, he surrounds himself with people that are just the opposite of what we just said.
That's exactly right. Morton Blackwell, who founded the Leadership Institute, has one of his laws of politics, and that is personnel is policy. Personnel is policy. And so one of the things we do now, vetting candidates, is we want to know, even judges, what does your law clerks look like? Who are you hiring for law clerks? So it makes a real difference. And so it's one of the things, I think, the most compelling arguments about why Christians need to vote for Trump.
Hey, John, what's it been like for you losing some of the camaraderie? Because I know there was a real camaraderie amongst the Never Trump writers and speakers. And here you've now broken from the mold and are telling them, no, 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 we got to come around and vote for Trump. Have you taken some heat? How have they been?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I have a love-hate relationship with politics. I think you have to distance yourself. You can't be addicted to it. You can't be in a popularity contest. Look, I'm about, our civilization is unraveling, okay? He is the bodyguard that's keeping us between the mob and civilized society. And that's kind of the bottom line. And I'm praying that the visceral response of the mushy middle realizes that he's not going to put up with the disraveling of society. He's going to be tough. And he's going to keep us from those that are trying to literally.
Yeah, well said. Well said. No, in fact, John, I would go. You just gave me something that I would think of in most church settings. So we all know that in church settings, yes, we have our board of elders, we have Sunday school teachers, we have people that literally in that arena. We let's face it, we do put them on at a higher level, a higher standard. They've got certain metrics even that they need to meet that other folks do not. On the same token, John, when we're talking about church security. And we're talking about actually making sure that the bad guys don't get in on any given Sunday, Wednesday night, Thursday night, whatever it happens to be. We're not relying on the same individuals to protect the doors and the people that are entering and exiting. We're requiring a different set of individuals in those particular cases that, frankly, don't have to meet the same metrics that our Sunday school teachers do, correct?
That's right. We have law enforcement officers now in our church, and we're not interested in their doctrinal statement. We're interested to know that they can actually protect us from the bad guys. And really, that's part of the role that Donald Trump plays.
Thank you. And the way I would explain it to a fellow Christian would be the way we just explained it. We don't have the same sort of metrics inside of the church for that person that's standing guard at the door, but we do have for Sunday school teachers, elders, and leaders. And by the way, I think we should. But I'm not by any stretch of the imagination saying the guy standing at the door that's the security guard needs to have the same level that the Sunday school teacher does. And by the same manner, we don't need Donald Trump to meet those same guidelines that a Sunday school teacher does.
That's exactly right.
John, how shocked have you been by Trump's performance overall? I mean, I was advocating very hard for my fellow Christians to embrace Trump during the last election, and even I've been shocked by how well he's done.
I mean, on his policy alone, it's been remarkable. I literally thought, and this is why I opposed him, that he would turn out to be a Chris Christie, you know, moderate
right.
Republican
yep.
rhino. He would pick his Palm Beach buddies on the Supreme Court. He'd have Christie and Giuliani in his cabinet. But he did just the opposite. The Christians, you know, had guys like George Will and Jeb Bush that said, look, he's stinky. I don't like him. They were very poo-poo-ish, even in the general. And the Christians said, look, this is not about manners and collegiality. This is about unborn babies dying. This is about a republic crumbling. This is about the Constitution. And so he went to the dance with him. And when he got there, he said, okay, you know what? You guys stick with me, and he literally put Ben Carson and Mike
yep.
Pence, and so it's like it's almost like he appreciated the fact that we were loyal, and so he stayed with us. So I was really stunned at that, and again, because he put those good people around him, primarily, we've seen great policy results, and so it's just been remarkable, the results.
John, setting Trump aside for a moment, what has it been like for you watching guys like George Will and some of these people from Daily Standard and so forth, now embracing Joe Biden, somebody who is for tax-funded abortions up to the day of birth?
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of people, for them, collegiality is more important than public policy. And to me, the bottom line of any political equation has to be policy, you know, because policy determines human flourishing or human suffering. It determines whether human beings live or die. It determines whether they're going to eat or starve. and whether they're going to be employed or be unemployed. And so that has to be the bottom line. I think that these guys are misguided. They're like, ivory tower professors that are trying to be, have a nice world. And any human being we pick is going to be flawed. It's just a matter of how much flaws are you going to have and whether they're going to be open flaws, right? Like Biden has hidden his flaws very well, right, and kind of clothed them, where Trump is just kind of matter of fact, here I am, deal with it, you know?
Well, and we hear from, to your point, John, we've already heard from the Joe Biden, camp that they would take somebody like a Bernie Sanders, where we know where he stands, even when it comes to Christians and Christianity and the things that we believe in, and they want to put him in charge of the economy.
Yeah, I mean, just look at that Democratic debate stage. I mean, that's your cabinet right there, plus AOC, plus the list goes on and on.
Right.
I mean, Lord only knows what that administration will look like. It will not look like he's trying to act like I'm the party and he's all moderate or whatever. That's just nonsense.
No, first of all, the party, as you know, John, is not moderate. It's about as hardcore left as it's ever been. In fact, the hardcore lefties are the ones that are running it right now. And the only reason why Joe is their pick is because they know they can use him as a puppet to do exactly what they want done. It's not a matter of Joe having backbone. It's a matter of whether Joe will bend enough to their likings. And that's why Joe is their particular nominee right now, period.
And I think that's right. And one of the things that's important to understand is that the Democrats and Republicans used to be actually pretty close on a lot of important issues. In terms of communism and Cuba, if you look back in the Kennedy days, the parties were not far apart. We understood what a man and a woman was. We understood what a marriage was. We understood, crime and basic foreign policy, even economics. We were pretty close. What's happened is the Democrats have gone so far to the left on economic, social issues, and even foreign policy issues that it's like now every election becomes so critical because they are literally trying to transform what it means to be a human being, trying to transform America and in very radical terms. And so this is a very serious matter about whether we're not going to have a republic, whether we're going to have a civilization, and whether America will be America into the future if it gets into the wrong hands.
Well, and let's say this too as well, John. I think really what we're talking about, and this is what a lot of folks don't understand, including those that are inside the church, because we haven't taught civics well enough, what the current Democrat Party wants to do is literally take us from a constitutional republic to a democracy that then leads to socialism that then ends up, having communism when it's all said and done. Let's face it, that's the path they're heading down because they continue to talk about, let's save the democracy. Well, the fact of the matter is, we don't have one in the first place.
Well, that's right. Even their whole love affair with the popular vote, we're not a pure democracy.
We're not.
We're a constitutional republic that exists under the authority of a representative democracy. So it's not, and the republic is the overall framework in which the representative democracy has to operate within.
That's right. And you'll never hear what you just said come out of their mouths, ever.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right. So in closing, John, we talk to a lot of Christians here on our program. Some are never Trumpers. Some are always Trumpers, I guess I would call them. I mean, some are riding that Trump train all the way through. What would you lead in with, or what would you tell someone that's a never Trumper on the Christian side of the fence, why they should vote for Donald Trump in one sentence?
Your vote is not a Valentine for who you love. It is a strategic move for what you want the country to look like in the future. And that future is going to be embodied by thousands of policy decisions made by people around the President of the United
Amen.
States.
Amen.
Trump has appointed godly, Christian, conservative people. Biden will appoint people that hate you or hate your values, one of the two, and that's just the certainty of the situation.
John, I have to say, what you just said also applies to third-party voters.
Agree. Thank you, Andy.
Your vote is a strategic mathematical decision between viable options.
Yep.
It is not a love letter to who you love.
And by the way, we only have A and B. There is no C option here.
Right.
That's right.
Actually, in my opinion, there's only an A option, and that's Donald Trump, but we'll leave it at that. John, I enjoy talking to you. It's been great. We'll maybe get you back after the election and talk then. I would love to do that.
Super. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. John Stemberger. It's Stemberger. He is President General Counsel of the Florida Family Policy Council. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, is up next. And folks, again, as we just all have you know, been talking the last several days about these fires that have been going on around us, some of the natural disasters and so on. It's really just a constant reminder to make sure you have your stuff in order. Call Michael today. Just go to klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
Order. Order in the court.
All rise. Probate court is now in session.
Your Honor, I feel like my client's testimony should be admitted.
Objection, Your Honor. His client is dead. He can't make any testimony.
Your Honor, is my client dead? Yes. Yes, he is. And does he regret not writing his will before he died? Yes. Yes, he does.
Where are you going with this, Counselor?
I'd like to submit my client's postmortem testimony about where his assets, should go after he...
After he died, turned into a ghost, and then told you what he wanted in his will?
Precisely, Your Honor.
Unfortunately, you can't write your will after you're gone, and you wouldn't want to be caught dead in probate court. It's kind of a pathetic afterlife. Call me, Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, at 720-394-6887. Don't wait until it's too late to write your will.
Purefoy Chevrolet, folks, no matter what you're looking to buy, car, truck, SUV, you name it. And by the way, they come in all shapes and sizes, every one of those I just mentioned, and they've got used cars as well. So if you're looking to do something different as we head into winter, go see Purefoy Chevrolet. There's no other place to buy a car, in my opinion, since 1960 in Fort Lupton. It's purefoychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purefoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purefoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Handy Pate, and Charlie Grimes. And John, did you see that sign that they've got at Whole Foods now?
I did. Real quick before we go to that sign.
Oh, by the way.
Somebody did tell us that we haven't had a conservative held majority on the Supreme Court since 1930. So long before you and I's time.
Let me say three words. Four words. And it has shown. Yep.
Sure has.
It has been another legislative branch, one that you can't vote out.
Yep. All right. Talk about your sign.
Okay. This is unbelievable. Whole Foods. Listen to this. I'm just going to recite it. Whole Foods asks that you don't use gendered language when talking to customers and servers. The sign, it's right when you walk in. Big sign. Language when talking to customers and servers, like thanks, brother, hello, ladies, or hello, sir. Those are examples of gendered language and is harmful to trans and non-binary folk. Use non-gendered language instead. Them, they, people, person, folks.
Shim, does shim work or not? That's not on the list, is it?
Shim
is not on the list.
I like shim.
Yeah, shim's not there, is it? Sorry.
Let me just ask you flat out, John. Doesn't this make you want to go there less?
Yeah, it makes me want to vomit in my mouth.
Yeah.
When I read things like this. I'm just like, first of all, I don't need preached at. Second of all, I know a him from a her. And that's who they are, by the way.
Yeah. And by the way, you just said it exactly. They are preaching at people. Yep. That's the whole point of this. I go into a store to buy stuff that I'm going to
eat,
that I'm going to make. I don't go into a store to told how to talk.
Craig, you're next. What's going on, Craig?
Hi, John. Hi, Andy.
How are we doing, sir?
Sorry about your cabin.
That's all right.
I hope you can rebuild one even nicer than what you
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Not, you know me. No big deal.
Yeah. It's a positive attitude to have about it.
We're starting a GoFundMe.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, he may be, if you start that, he may have a mansion up there.
That'd be awesome. Anyways, no, I will be fine, and I've got insurance, and we'll be in good shape. So thank you, though, guys.
Okay, glad to see Judge Barrett get confirmed last night, and the Democrats are showing their true colors, their partisanship. She is probably the most qualified person you could possibly find, and yet the Democrats showed how despicable they are. And all in the name of, well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that she would rather that choice be made after the election. Well, we all know that, you know, if they were able to make a state of both District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, they would add a couple more electoral votes in their favor.
Four more senators.
And also try to pack the court, which is to prove that they want to pack the court and add Supreme Court justices, is the fact that they won't deny that that's what they want to do, which is as much of a yes as it is a no answer.
Craig, let me ask you about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wish. I know that we on the right, we want judges to just call balls and strikes and not advance a personal agenda. What does it say about a Supreme Court justice who allegedly, and this is backed up by her family, so I think she actually said it, in her dying wish, did not want this president to appoint her successor? What does that say about her and bias?
Well, obviously, she was on the left. She was liberal.
Oh, yes.
So this is why Judge Barrett is a perfect replacement for it, because she's going to rule, as far as we know, strictly on constitutionality.
Yeah, I don't see, just a side note real quick, Craig, I don't see Justice Barrett. We look down the road, you know, several decades, I guess I should say, down the road. I don't see Barrett saying the same thing that Ginsburg said on her deathbed.
Well, we also have on record, on video, Justice Ginsburg, the late Justice Ginsburg, on record as saying that she thinks 9 is the perfect number for the number of the Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, well, that advances her political agenda, and that is not the, you know, we don't need that.
Yeah,
well,
but
it just shows the Democrats are for that, so they would be going against her wishes in the fact that they want to pack the courts, but yet they wanted to abide by her wishes by not having a successor named before the election. So again, they're playing it both ways. The Democrats, again, they show their hypocrisy every time they open their mouths.
Yeah, but Joe Biden says that that clip of her saying that was actually engineered by the Russians.
Well, yeah, we always blame everything on the Russians. The Democrats do. I mean,
I loved how Amy Coney Barrett quoted her in that regard when she was up on the stand. That was brilliant. She silenced them. And I think you're right, Craig. I think she is the most impressive justice I've seen put on the Supreme Court, honestly, perhaps in my lifetime, certainly in the top group. Just amazing.
And a question for both of you. How did you think Nora O'Donnell did on the interviewing of both Biden and Harris the other night on 60 Minutes?
I didn't watch that, so I don't know. I can't answer that. I've seen little clips of it here and there, but I've not watched any of that. And yeah. I kind of done it on purpose because I really don't want to see it, truthfully.
All I saw were a couple clips where it was softball questions, and basically they might as well have been hugging. Did she get a little tougher on them at times?
Compared to what we've seen up till now, I thought she did actually a very good job.
Good.
I didn't see any of the, I mean, she had an agenda as far as a certain number of questions she wanted to ask, as if they were in a debate, same type of questions. And there were questions on foreign policy and the allegations against Hunter Biden and, the questions about Harris being, you know, the most socialist, well, the most liberal Congress member.
Right. I saw that clip.
And I thought she did pretty well. And you know, when it came time for Harris to do her cackle and her story about being the child of two immigrants and all that, which entirely just evaded the question, Norah O'Donnell just looked at her and she didn't smile back at her. She had a total stone face expression on her face. Like, you know, I'm not buying into you're trying to charm me here and it's not working, which I was really glad to see. There wasn't any of the reaffirmation look or the smile back at her. I mean, I thought she was pretty firm and actually did a very good job.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, we'll leave it at that. We got to take a quick break. Craig, as always, I appreciate you calling in, chiming in. It's been a great first hour. We'll come back and just finish things up, tidy things up for this hour. Don't forget, if you missed the first hour, catch it between 6 and 7 p.m. American National Insurance is next. My personal agent, Paul Leuenberger. And right now, folks, great reminder that you need to check into your policy. Where are you at? Are things covered properly? Are you underinsured? Which, by the way, I think there's going to be a lot of folks in these fires that are going to find out quickly that they are. Because unless you're reviewing things on an annual basis, things can change rapidly. Call Paul today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, we got a lot still in store for you throughout the rest of the show. 2 hours left. Again, if you missed the first hour, catch it between 6 and 7 tonight. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. So if you're listening in our replay hour, thank you very much. We do appreciate that very much. Okay, coming up. Top of the hour, Greg Kozera is going to join us. He's been with us before. He is Director of Marketing for Shale Crescent USA. We're going to talk about basically natural resources, wind, solar, gas, and how important is our oil and gas and shale industry in our country, which, by the way, it's very important. But we'll find out about that here in just a minute. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.